1. Mary, what does your father do?
He's a teacher. He teaches math in a middle school.
Mary, what does your father do?
He's a teacher. He teaches math in a middle school. 2. May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a pair of shoes.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a pair of shoes.
3. Excuse me, is there a bank near here?
Yes, there's one on the corner.
Excuse me, is there a bank near here?
Yes, there's one on the corner.
4. What's your favorite sport, Tom?
I like playing football best.
What's your favorite sport, Tom?
I like playing football best. 5. What's Lisa doing now?
She's playing a computer game.
What's Lisa doing now?
She's playing a computer game.
6. Good morning, madam. What would you like?
Can I have a hamburger, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like a banana cake.
Okay. Would you like something to drink?
Well, a glass of milk, please.
Okay, a glass of milk. Anything else?
No, thanks.
So, a hamburger, a banana cake, and a glass of milk. What's your table number?
It's table 3. How much is it?
$9, please.
Here you are.
Thank you, madam. Good morning, madam. What would you like?
Can I have a hamburger, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like a banana cake.
Okay. Would you like something to drink?
Well, a glass of milk, please.
Okay, a glass of milk. Anything else?
No, thanks.
So, a hamburger, a banana cake, and a glass of milk. What's your table number?
It's table 3. How much is it?
$9, please.
Here you are.
Thank you, madam. Seven. Mom, can we have a picnic today?
Sure, Jack. Where shall we have it?
How about the seaside?
That's a great idea.
What should we take for lunch?
I can make some sandwiches.
Yummy! I love it! How's the weather this afternoon, Mom?
It's going to get hot. It will be a good day for a swim in the sea.
Great! Will Dad join us?
Of course he will. Where's he?
He's sleeping on the sofa.
Let's wake him up.
Mom, can we have a picnic today?
Sure, Jack. Where shall we have it?
How about the seaside?
That's a great idea.
What should we take for lunch?
I can make some sandwiches.
Yummy! I love it! How's the weather this afternoon, Mom?
It's going to get hot. It will be a good day for a swim in the sea.
Great! Will Dad join us?
Of course he will. Where's he?
He's sleeping on the sofa.
Let's wake him up.
Thank you.
8. Hi, David. Where did you go yesterday?
I went to the Wild Animal Park with my family. Have you ever been there?
I really want to, but I haven't been there yet. Did you go by train?
No, we didn't. My father drove us there. We got up early and arrived at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Did you see any elephants?
Yes, they're huge. My sister even fed a baby elephant.
I've never seen a real elephant.
I took lots of pictures of them. I can show you later if you like.
Great, thanks. What else did you see?
Lots of birds from South America. There was a bird show, and it was very interesting. I really like it. I've never seen so many colorful birds before.
So you had a great time in the park.
Sure.
Hi, David. Where did you go yesterday?
I went to the Wild Animal Park with my family. Have you ever been there?
I really want to, but I haven't been there yet. Did you go by train?
No, we didn't. My father drove us there. We got up early and arrived at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Did you see any elephants?
Yes, they're huge. My sister even fed a baby elephant.
I've never seen a real elephant.
I took lots of pictures of them. I can show you later if you like.
Great, thanks. What else did you see?
Lots of birds from South America. There was a bird show, and it was very interesting. I really like it. I've never seen so many colorful birds before.
So you had a great time in the park.
Sure.
Nine. Hey, Mark. I saw you reading a book out there.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you read a lot?
Yeah, I really love it.
How many books do you read a week?
A week? At least two.
Oh, that's quite a lot. I find reading a little difficult. What kind of books do you read?
Well, let me see. I've got a lot of story books.
Do you borrow books from the library or buy books?
I prefer to buy books because I want to have a home library.
When do you often read?
During lunch breaks and on my way to school and back. I also do some reading before going to bed.
That's great. Do you like reading in the early morning?
Seldom, but when I want to finish a book, I read at any time.
Hey, Mark. I saw you reading a book out there.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you read a lot?
Yeah, I really love it.
How many books do you read a week?
A week? At least two.
Oh, that's quite a lot. I find reading a little difficult. What kind of books do you read?
Well, let me see. I've got a lot of story books.
Do you borrow books from the library or buy books?
I prefer to buy books because I want to have a home library.
When do you often read?
During lunch breaks and on my way to school and back. I also do some reading before going to bed.
That's great. Do you like reading in the early morning?
Seldom, but when I want to finish a book, I read at any time.
Ten. Hello, Nancy. I'm sending you a voice message. It's much more fun than a normal letter or an email. I'm very happy to know that you bought your plane ticket last week. Now I want to tell you about your visit. After you are out of the airport, you can take a train to my town. I've told you about my town before, It's not very big, but it has a lot of history. I can take you to some famous places. When you come out of the station, you're on Station Road. Continue down the road for about 500 meters. There you'll find a beautiful school. That's my school. After you pass the school, take the first street on the right. Walk down the street for about 100 meters. Our house is on your left. In my next message, I'll tell you about some things we'll do during our trip. We can visit London. I look forward to seeing you next month. I hope this visit will be helpful to your English study. I'll speak to you again. Bye. Hello, Nancy. I'm sending you a voice message. It's much more fun than a normal letter or an email. I'm very happy to know that you bought your plane ticket last week. Now I want to tell you about your visit. After you are out of the airport, you can take a train to my town. I've told you about my town before. It's not very big, but it has a lot of history. I can take you to some famous places. When you come out of the station, you're on Station Road. Continue down the road for about 500 meters. There you'll find a beautiful school. That's my school. After you pass the school, take the first street on the right. Walk down the street for about 100 meters. Our house is on your left. In my next message, I'll tell you about some things we'll do during our trip. We can visit London. I look forward to seeing you next month. I hope this visit will be helpful to your English study. I'll speak to you again. Bye.
Eleven. Thank you for calling Bob's Home Movers. May I help you?
Yes, I need to have my bed moved upstairs.
No problem. Is it a single bed or a double bed?
A double bed.
Okay. We can send two workers out to do it for you, madam.
Thank you. How much should I pay?
It will cost $160.
All right. When can the workers come?
What about this Saturday, July 31st?
This Saturday? That's okay. In the morning or in the afternoon?
Well, the workers will give you a call the day before.
Okay.
May I have your name, madam?
Yes, my name is Susan White.
Susan White. S-U-S-A-N, Susan. W-H-I-T-E, White. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Then what's your phone number?
It's 512-6379.
All right, 512-6379. One last thing, your address, please.
56 Market Road.
56 Market Road. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you for your help.
You are welcome. Have a nice day.
Thank you for calling Bob's Home Movers. May I help you?
Yes, I need to have my bed moved upstairs.
No problem. Is it a single bed or a double bed?
A double bed.
Okay. We can send two workers out to do it for you, madam.
Thank you. How much should I pay?
It will cost $160.
All right. When can the workers come?
What about this Saturday, July 31st?
This Saturday? That's okay. In the morning or in the afternoon?
Well, the workers will give you a call the day before.
Okay.
May I have your name, madam?
Yes, my name is Susan White.
Susan White. S-U-S-A-N, Susan. W-H-I-T-E, White. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Then what's your phone number?
It's 512-6379.
All right, 512-6379. One last thing, your address, please.
56 Market Road.
56 Market Road. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you for your help.
You are welcome. Have a nice day.